A village in Rote Island, Indonesia, prepares to welcome home a missing son. His mother, Sadia Jelating, is overcome with emotion. Two of her sons, both fishermen, were on board a boat that sank when Cyclone Ilsa passed through. Only one of them has returned. As Batko Said Jelating arrives, there are tears of joy and relief. A mother thankful that one of her sons is alive.
I feel happy, but also sad because two of my sons left and only one came back. My other son was my hope. He was the backbone of the family. It hurts so much to lose him.
Eight other men on board the boat with Batko, including his brother, are still missing.
At midnight, the wind suddenly picked up. It flipped the boat over. I could still see the other men. I grabbed my brother's arm and hung on to the boat, but a log hit me, and we were separated.
Another powerful wave struck, and he lost his grip on the boat. He spent 2 days adrift at sea.
I kept thinking of my child. When I was swimming at night, I heard my son's voice calling my name. It gave me strength.
He drifted to a small, remote island off Australia's northwest coast, where another vessel, struck by the same powerful cyclone, had washed ashore. All 10 crew from that boat survived. They would spend the next 6 days without food and water before being spotted by a passing Australia Border Force plane and rescued. Wilhelminus Borah, the captain on board that boat, is thankful to be alive.
We were tired. We had no food, no water. We drank salt water. Some people almost gave up hope because they were too tired. Someone said, another 2 days, we would have been dead.
There is joy tinged with sadness as he returns to his family. He says he can't help thinking of the men who are still missing, fishermen like him, who rely on the sea to make a living. Still haunted by his experience, he says it will be a while before he returns to sea. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.